We are going to start again from Bayi Rava, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5th line from the top of Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Bayi Rava, Kasev Beis Megillus L'Shtei Saitis. Somebody wrote two Megillus for two Saitis. That means he did the Ksiva L'Shma. He wrote it L'Shem the Lady. So there were two Saitis. We'll name one Rachel and one Leah, even though I hate to give names of Imahs for Saitis. So we should name them, we'll call them Jill and Jane, Jill and Jane. And he wrote one cup to Jill and one cup to Shame Jane. And then, Umachem L'Tech Kaisechad. And he used one cup of water to erase both of them. Now, the cup of water, Pashtus would have had double the amount of water because you have to erase two Megillus. I'm not sure. I didn't see clearly a shot in that. But whatever it is, Mahu. The question now becomes, Ksiva Lishma Beinu V'Yikub. We had the writing of each one definitively towards that one. Aiduma Beinu Nami Mechika Lishma. Or maybe each one needs their own water. Mechika Lishma does not mean they have it in mind, because I can have one in mind at 10:01 and then another one in mind at 10:04. Obviously, it means that it should be their own unique water. Their own unique is the wrong word. Your own water that each one gets. That's called Mechika Lishma, that each one be erased in their own water. That's the Shaila. You need erasure of the Megillah, each Saita in its own water. And if you're going to say yes, means Rabbi has no proof. But if you're going to learn that it does need to be erased, Lishma, and by the way, the Gemara is going to discuss this in a block, in two blocks. But let's say Rabbi says that you do need Mechika Lishma. So what happens? Malcolm the base crisis, you erased each one in their own cup of water. Right? So Jill got her cup of water and Jane got her cup of water. The Chazav Irvan. Then he mixed the two cups of water together. And he's going to have Jill drink half and Jane drink the other half.
Why would he have done that?
This is not a question of why a person should do it. The Gemara writes boundaries, sets halacha. It's not out to tell you what to do. If you did everything right, 90% of the Gemara wouldn't be the gay of you. You can erase Baba Kama, Baba Tia, Baba Basra, because you'd never have an argument with anybody about money. You'd never have any, all those things would never happen. The Gemara is asking halacha. Halacha is the boundaries. We define the boundaries of something. We're not telling people to do this. We want to know, does this water work now? Is the Saita process continue? Or do we have to just throw the water out and start again? That's the question at hand. So Malkan, he mixed them, Achazav Irvan. Mao, Mechika Lishma, Beinon, Bo'ikab. You had the erasure done, each one in their own cup, each one in their own cup, meaning Jill's Megillah, the Megillah written for Jill, Lishma, was erased in the cup of water that was Jill's cup, meaning made for her, and Jane's was erased in the cup of Jane. I do mahalavdi darkashasim, mahalavdi darkashasim. And the bottom line is, once you mixed it, the water mixes, and Jill is drinking Jane's water, and Jane is drinking Jill's water. Does it work? Is the parsha of sight to work or not? If you're going to tell me that it's a problem, that you cannot have Jill and Jane drink from one cup that has the mixture of both. So the next Gemara, I'll be very honest, it's a very, very difficult Gemara, but I will try. Mahu. What if you split the water? You mix them, now you pour it half into one cup, and half into another cup. Yes, Breira, I ain't Breira. Now, simple shot in the Gemara seems to be, do we say that Jill got her water back and Jane got her water back? If they did, then Jill can drink hers and Jane can drink theirs. If you hold ain't Breira, then you assume that it's still a mixture, and since it's still a mixture, Jill is drinking Jane and Jane is drinking Jill, and we're saying that that doesn't work. Thank you, we don't have an answer to the Shilas. Now, the problem is, yes, Breira and Ain Breira is a sugya in Shas. It's not like we just introduced something new. Many places in Shas, Gittin, Erevin, Baba Kama, many places in Shas, the Gemara has long discussions about yes, Breira or Ain Breira. Here, Rava is like bringing a shaila in, like, hello, I'm introducing something new to you. Yesh Breira or Ein Breira? We have that machloikus of Yesh Breira, Ein Breira. This is not Rava's introduction. Teiku. What do you mean, teiku? It's a machloikus anoim. But is Rava asking what the halacha is? We know what the halacha is by Breira and not Breira. The Gemara paskens it. It's not like, what is Rava doing here? Now, Rashi says nothing. Rashi says nothing. Therefore, the Rishayim assume that Rashi learned it's the regular halacha of Breira, and they don't understand it. And they're asking them to say to Rutsim how Breira would work here, why it's a separate shaila here than other places. Rashi says zero. In fact, we will look at Rashi right now. The Rashi, Kasavai Sabu, did that already. Lishma, Mesefer La'atzmai. The Ksiv Asala Lishma. Mechikirami Bekais Lishma means La'atzma. Sheinikra Mechikir Shi Lishma. That everybody should be able to see that we erased Jill's Megillah and Jill's cup. That's it. That's the Rashi and the Sugya. No mention about Chukam, no Chukam, nothing at all. No at all. Tysus has a long Tysus, and he learned this is not the regular Breira. Now, what Tysus means is also a big Machloikas Achreinim. After Tysus brings many proofs that this is not the regular Breira, and part of his question is, hello, we're introducing a new thing like it never happened before. It did happen before. So what are we talking about, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, as if it's a new Shiloh? So I'm going to say one of the pshatim I saw in the Achreinim in Tysus, and again, I think that's the pshat that the Nativ says, that I will speak out what I think the Nativ says. I struggled with it, but I tried. That the Tysus learned that the Shiloh is not the regular Breira. That's clear. Tysus learned this is not the regular Breira. The shaila here is it good enough to give each one a cup, their own cup, even though it's a mixture of water? Yesh Breira, Ein Breira here does not mean, as I translated it simply, is Jill getting back her half and Jane getting back her half. Yesh Breira, Ein Breira means the Torah wants each one to drink from their cup. But it wasn't their cup. It got mixed and then poured back in their cup. So now, is that good enough to say that Jill can drink that water, even though it might have a lot of Jane's water in there? In fact, we say, yes, we would say it's 50% Jill's and 50% Jane's. But it doesn't make a difference, because now it's in Jill's keli, and that's good enough to drink. Or, once it was mixed together, it's no longer uniquely Jill's, and therefore it won't work. That's how the Tziv seems to learn in the Gemara Yesh Breira and Breira. It is not the regular halacha Breira. It is a new kind of shayla. And that is this good enough for Saita that Jill is not getting all her water back? Yesh Breira means, is that clear enough to have the halacha of Saita? This is not the regular halacha Breira. If you want to learn it's the regular halacha Breira, I can't argue with you, because the Gemara says Yesh Breira and Breira. Tysus has a problem. But it is very problematic that we're bringing this shaila in as if it's a new shaila, and we say teiku, when Breira is discussed so many places in Shas with machlokes tanoims, with a clear halacha in the Gemara in Baba Kama, where the Gemara says midiraisi ein Breira b'drabana yesh Breira. So the Gemara discusses this thing. So the Gemara just says teiku, we have nothing to say. Teiku means we have nothing to say. We have nothing to say. There's a whole sugya of Breira. All of a sudden you like forgot it. That's the problem. So again, I don't know Pshat and Rashi because Rashi says nothing. They quote Rashi as if Rashi learns his regular Breira. And their Rai is that Rashi said nothing. So that means he learned it regularly. Breira is Breira. But Tysus says he's not a regular Breira. Now what Tysus means is also not clear. That the Tziv understands it is that the Gemara is asking the very fact that you split it in half again, even though the Mechika was done, in Jill's keli for Jill, and in Jane's keli for Jane. Then you mix the water together, and that's not good, because each one has to drink their own, from their own cup, their water. Now, when you split it, even though it's not their own water, but it's back in their own cup, their own thing, is that good enough or not good enough? That's how the Nativ explains to Shaila, and the Gemara answers Teiku. Yes, Doctor.
If there's anyone is it possible to translate Yesh Breira, or does anyone translate Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, not as does, is there a separation or is there not a separation, which is logically, but saying that the concept of Breira, the concept of Breira does apply, the concept of Breira does not apply.
So Rabbi has a list, a series of questions with no answer to any of them. Number one, he doesn't know whether you need mechika lishma, whether it has to be erased in your own water. If it does, can you mix it? If you mix it, can you split it? At the end of the day, teku, Rabbi has no proof to any of his questions.
We're going to learn this and we're not going to know if that's your own water.
Again, as was pointed out by somebody before, this doesn't usually happen. People don't do this. There's no reason to mix two saitas together. So it's not a gaya. When we're learning the sexta saita, we're talking about one saita with her water, and we proceed from there. This is only a question we have too, and we mentioned a mitzvah chavilas chavilas yesterday, and we answered that the guy did it. Is it good or not? Did he have it? So. Does this happen? No, not usually. Again. Dr. Harris asked me a question. I'm answering Dr. Harris's question. If you wanted to know when we proceed, well, we know what we're talking about. Yes, because we'll be talking about one saita. We won't be talking about two saitas with mixed water. Yes. Okay, good. We go take a look. That's all we need. That's good. The Gemara says take a look.
So then you take a look and you go further.
Fine. I'm not going
to
argue with you. Again, but the Rambam paskins, again, the Gemara has no proof. Teku means, the literal translation of teku is let it stand. When the Gemara says the word teku, I believe, it never tries to prove something. Once it tries to prove it, it doesn't use the word teku, because we didn't let it stand. We tried to prove it. So teku means we have nothing to say about the matter. We have no proof one way, we have no proof the other way, we just know there's a question, and we don't know what to do.
But,
comes along the Rambam and other Rishayim and say, so what do we do practically? The Gemara doesn't tell us what to do. So there's rules of how we paskin when the Gemara says a teku. That's to take what the Gemara leaves hanging, and if ever happens, what do we do? So we look at the Rambam to see what the rules are when we don't know what's happening. So it's not that the Rambam proves the Shaila. He doesn't. The Gemara doesn't. How can the Rambam? The Rambam has rules to do when you don't know. What do you do when you don't know? So the Rambam tells you what to do when you don't know. But the Gemara has no proof. And the Gemara proceeds as if it doesn't know. Which means the Gemara will not discuss this. It will one more later on. But it's a Bederach Klau not discuss the mixture of two saitas. We're going to talk about one saita with her water doing it the correct way. If it happened two saitas, we'll look back to Yud Chesem et Aleph. The truth is, it's Gemara Chaf also we'll have to deal with. But Yud Chesem et Aleph, and we'll say, we don't know. Now, the Rambam tells you what to do when you don't know. Yes?
You can have the Shiloh of Mechika Lishma or not. By one.
Right, and that the Gemara is going to discuss on Chafim Beis. That the Gemara is going to discuss on Chafim Beis, and the Gemara will give clarity to that.
Isn't the Teku going on every step of the way?
So this is the kasha that the Rishayim have. What happens to the Gemara on Chafim Beis? So therefore I decided to wait till Chafim Beis. When we see that Gemara, then we'll come back and want to know why Rabbi said Teku in this. You're right. You're asking a very good question, like you usually do. I have to make sure I compliment you. And the Gemara on Chafim Beis will discuss it, and then you'll have to ask me on Chafim Beis what happened to your Chesim et al. So we'll wait for Chafim Beis.
Is the doctor not clarify this later?
What?
That's why I asked you. Is the Gemara not clarify?
Only that part of Mechika Lishma. The Gemara does not get involved again. I haven't learned Saita in a while. So I can't say it doesn't, but as far as I remember, the Gemara doesn't get involved in this again with two. It gets involved in Mechika Lishma. We'll get that later. It talks about whether you can use the Sefer Torah, take the Sefer Torah and use it as a Parsha Saita. Cut out the piece of the Sefer Torah and use it as a Parsha Saita. Whether that's Mechika, that's what we're going to talk about. Ksiva Lishma, Mechika Lishma. We'll talk about it Dabchav, and we'll come back. Why the Gemara did not push it to Shiloh there? Okay? We'll see. Zok to Gemara Baitra. By Rabba. Rabba had another Shiloh. Hishka B'siv Abim Shifaris Ma'u. What if she drank it? Rashi learns Siv is a children's straw and Shweferes is a kind of tube. That's called drinking. The Torah wants her to drink. Is this the normal way of drinking? And again, the Gemara has only one word to say. Teku. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hishka B'Siv, Shehu Cholol. This is Rashi's pshat. Other Rishayim argue on this pshat. But Rashi learned Shehu Cholol, it is hollow. Kederach Shati Naika Shaisen. My kids drink from a straw. And Sheferes is a tube. Now, the Achronim do bring this L'maisa. And it's Negeya, if you hold it's Ein Derech Shtiyah B'Kach, and I'm, by the way, this is not a halacha shir, I'm just bringing it up. If you ding Dalet Kaisis with a straw, if you ding Dalet Kaisis through a straw, that Derech, you're supposed to drink Dalet Kaisis Derech Shtiyah. You're supposed to drink it Derech Shtiyah. The Gemara here is clearing whether a straw is Derech Shtiyah. So the Achrayim, I'm just putting it out there, I'm not posculating, I'm not saying an opinion. They talk about whether drinking Dalet Kaisis through a straw impedes you being Yaitza, the Dalet Kaisis or not. Now, does it change? Is it Derech Shtiyah now? Those days it was only Tinaikas. All kinds of different things you said, but I'm not getting involved in it. I just wanted to point out that this Shiloh does have halachic consequences. Yes?
Would also be another consequence, which is
fast days,
in that one of the ways you feed someone.
Yeah, they talk about it in Yom Kippur also, correct. They bring it in for Yom Kippur. If the guy has to drink, if drinking through a straw makes it ain't derech shtiyah b'kach or not.
Well, there
were
also
the
nasogastric tubes.
I didn't hear you, what you just said.
Okay, there were also the nasogastric tubes and G-tubes.
But that's not eating.
Right.
That's different than this. Totally different than this. This passes through the mouth like every other drink does. This gets through the mouth through a different way. Totally different than all the other tubes that go through other parts of the body. I don't know that halacha. It's not halacha, sure.
How is Shifuferis different than...
Right, that's the problem other Rishayim have. According to Rashi, Shifuferis and Shifuferis are basically the same thing, except one's a kid's tool, one's an adult tool.
He's got stripes.
But that's why others learned the Shiloh differently. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, but Rashi's Rashi, you know what I mean? We learn Rashi. Yes?
I'm just curious, Fritz or Matzah, Pesach.
We don't drink Matzah.
Make a difference which bracha you do it with? Halachias Matzah versus Motzilach Menorah?
I have no idea what you are asking me.
In other words, one...
If we have to eat matzah, wait a second, hold a second. What happens if you eat matzah without a bracha? You eat matzah?
No, that's not what I was getting at. I was getting at when you eat matzah, if you crush it up real fine, is it still matzah?
Yes. Yes, you can eat matzah crushed up fine if you have to, yes, no problem. Yes.
I mean, I can come up with one difference between a very small and a normal large.
Maybe.
Which is that the resistance to flow through a goes up by the 4,000
idiots. Maybe. Again, Rashi doesn't say a word about Shfeferis. He just translates Siv as a straw.
On the bottom, he brings that Rashi didn't have that gear stuff from somebody. It didn't. Those words weren't there, according to Rashi.
Okay. Fine. Other Rishayim learn differently, but then again, we're not learning all the Shittas Rishayim. Yes, Rabbi Shatz. I don't know why not. What?
That's not the way kings drink. Royalty doesn't give a straw at the table. You wouldn't see
it at the
king's table.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that would be right. I'm not sure. Something my right to buy Rav Ashi. Nishbuchu mehem benishtayru mehem mahu. Teku. Does she say anything? Rashi does not say anything. But it seems to be Machloikas how to learn this Gemara. Some learn that Rashi say that the Gemara is asking two Shilas. One Shilas. Some of it poured out, and some of it's left. Is that enough to drink? I mean, l'chatchila, the woman should drink the whole cup. What if some spilled? So now she's not drinking the whole cup. Is that good enough or not good enough? That's how some learn. So some learn it's one shayla. Nishpachu mehem, v'nishtayru mehem. Some spilled, some say left over. Some don't like that shot. Because obviously if some spilled, some are left over. Because if it all spilled, there's nothing to drink, right? So they want to learn it's two separate shaylas. Number one is, with the Eved, is it okay to drink part? And number two is, l'chatchila, does she have to drink the whole thing? Maybe she can only drink l'chatchila part of it. Maybe she's not mechuyev to drink more than part of it. What? Half a lug is two revisin. Whatever you use for your dalat kaisis, whatever your big cup is, whatever size it is, you double it by half. So according to that sheet, there's two shaylas here. According to the other sheet, there's one shayla. Pick your choice. The Gemara says, take who? Yes?
The story about the woman and her twin sister, is that a Gemara?
It's a Medrash, I believe.
I'm sorry, what?
I believe it's a Medrash.
So wouldn't that seem to be a question? There was certainly much less than the full hook on the lips of her sister.
Now, that doesn't mean anything. That's a nace that you smelled the water. The question is, what is the mitzvah saita?
No, I understand what you're saying. He says she
doesn't prove anything. It doesn't prove anything.
Okay.
That proves that once the woman drank, whatever comes out of her mouth to her sister will work, but she drank the whole amount.
What comes out is certainly less than
the again, it's not the... Okay, I'm not going to argue about it. It's self-understood.
No, I'm not arguing.
It's self-understood.
Observing.
Dr. Kumar Weiter. I'm Reb Zeira Merav. Bei Shvua Samuras Besaita. Says, Vishbiya Sakayin Asisha. Then, two psukim later, it says again, Vishbiya Sakayin Asisha Bishvua Sala. So there's two shvuas. What are the two shvuas? Zakhtar Zera, in the name of Rav, Achas Kaidim Shinimcha Megillah, the Achas Shal Achav Shinimcha Megillah. One is before, and one is after they erased the Megillah. Now, that's not like the Gemara before that said, well, not clearly. The Gemara said you have to be mekabel the shvuah before we write it. Right? So Rav could learn she has to be mekabel one shvuah before we write it. Maskev Rava, Tavayu Kaidim Shinimcha Megillah Ksivan. So Rav says it's not true. Because both of them are written in the pasuk before we talk about the Megillah. Says, then it says the Kosav. Both shuas are done earlier. So, Drava Elam Rava, Achas Shua Shiesh Ima Allah. One is an oath that has a curse. That's the second one. The Achas Shua Shein Ima Allah. And one is an oath that does not have a curse. Zakhtarashi, Shiesh Ima Allah, the Sib Bechad Minayu, the Shua Sa'Allah. The Kavim Mefarish Heichidami. The Gemara will explain exactly how you make a Shua Sa'Allah. Now, the next piece of Gemara from here to the Mishnah is in a technical piece. We're trying to figure out what is an oath and what is an oath with an Allah. Because the Pasuk says the word Shvuas HaAllah. The Pasuk does not say Shvua V'Allah. The Pasuk does not say an oath and a curse. The Pasuk says an oath of a curse. Shvuas HaAllah. It's defining the oath. But the Pasuk says, you make the woman swear the oath of a curse. So how that works exactly is what the Gemara is going to be dealing with. And it's going to be extremely technical just to figure out what the words in the Torah means. V'shbiya ha-kayin ha-se'isha v'shvua sa'Allah. So I will ask one thing, that I be allowed to teach this Gemara till the Mishnah without interruption. Because there's a flow here that goes, and if it's interrupted, it's going to be very hard to explain. It's hard to explain anyway because it's very technical, but I'll try my best. Zakta Gemara. Eichi dami shvua shiesh ima Allah. What does that mean? An oath with a curse. Amar Rav Amram, Amar Rav. Mashbi'eini alecha shloi nitmas. The shvuah, the second shvuah is, I make you swear that you did not have this relationship. She'im nitmas, because if you did, yivayabach, you will get the curse. So the way Rav Amram explains it, it's a two-step process. You swear that you didn't have this nus. And if you did, the kain informs her, there will be a curse. Amar Rava, Allah lechu dekaima v'shvua lechu dekaima. That's not a shvua, an oath of a curse. There's an oath, and then there's a curse. The pasuk didn't say shvua ve'Allah. The pasuk said shvuas ha'Allah. That means there's an oath with a curse in the oath. This is not a curse with the oath. It's two separate things. You swear, and there's going to be an oath. I mean, there's going to be a curse. It's not a oath of a curse. Hello, Marava, Mashbi'eini Alecha, Shemnit Mishivayabach. I'm making swear on you that if you did this nus, they will come. I'm making the Allah, I'm making a shvua on the Allah. I am making the curse. I'm commanding, with a Lashon Shvua, that if you did something wrong, the oath will come to you. So the Shvua is on the Allah. The Shvua is, you're making the Allah swear, so to speak, that the Allah will come if the woman had this nus. Amar Rav Ashi, Allah ikh Shvua leka, then she's not swearing. The Allah, you're making the Allah swear. Says Vizbiyah Kain Nesha Isha, she has to swear. According to Rava, she's not swearing, he's making a shvua with the Allah. He's telling the Allah that I'm being mashbiyah on you. I don't know what lesson to use in English, I'm mashbiyah on you. I am commanding you with a shvua that if this woman was Mizana, you punish her. You come with the curse. Hello, I'm a Rebbe, Ashi, mashbiyeini alecha shlei nitmas v'nitmas yavayabach. It's a double shvua. It's a shvua on her and a shvua on the oath. He's making her swear, and he's also making a shvua on the oath. He's telling the oath to come also. So it's like a shvua on both. She's swearing that she was a mezana, and he's making the Allah, he's using a term of shvua to tell the Allah that if she was a mezana, it should take care of her. So we have three pshatim. First, the Gemara thought we're making her swear and informing her there's a curse. That doesn't fit shvua to Allah. So the Gemara's second shot is, you're not making her swear, you're making a shvua on the curse. It's a way of forcing the curse to happen. But the problem with that is it says, Vishbiyakai Nesi Isha. So the third teret is, there's a two-part shvua. You're making the woman swear that she wasn't Mizana, and you're also telling the curse that it has to come if she was Mizana. That's the Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Shaloi Nitmas, with the name of Hashem, or Master Hashem, and he mentions the name of Hashem. Shloi nitmas, sha'atayim ra'em shloi nitmas. Hainu shvua, the mashal was gairish yesh ima Allah. Shem nitma yivayavach, hamayim latz bismatim, hainu Allah. Amarava, Allah luchu dekaima. Shvua v'Allah yeshkan. There is a shvua and an Allah. Shneim al ish, isha. They're both going on the woman. Ukruxim b'shvua to Allah, sha'shvua shav Allah. Pasuk seems to say that the shvua goes on the Allah. Mashbi'eini alecha shemnit mishivayabech. The ikah hashta shvua shel Allah. Shemashbi'at sa Allah shetachol. He's making a shvua on the Allah that it should come. Shvua lechalisha kroksiv ishbi'at seisha. That's great that you're making the Allah. You're making a shvua about the Allah on the Allah, but it says that isha. Mashbi'eini alecha shloi nitmas b'mnit mishivayabech. Mashbi'eini alecha she. Part one. The nitmas yivayim mayim bach mayim. The kaim shua Allah isha shloi nitmas ba Allah shetachu. The shua is going on both halves. That the woman was a mezana and that the Allah should work. Yes, Rabbi Weimer.
The tanai, right?
Yes.
When you say
Shavuot
Allah, means you make a
Shavuot
of Allah,
meaning
that this Shavuot has a
Tanai
of Allah.
Again, the Gemara understands that Shavuot Allah is, that I'm just translating the Gemara, that the Shavuot is going on the Allah. There's, you're being...
Why did the Mayhem have to be that way?
Because that's how the Gemara translates the word Shavuot Allah. According to you, it's Shavuot with a Tanai of Allah. And the Gemara is saying it's a shvus. Shvus Allah. It doesn't fit in the Tanai. Shvus Allah is mashma that there's a shvus on the Allah. That's how the Gemara understands it. Yes, Rabbi Kohl. So to reword your question, why does he have to make the Allah swear to work?
Right.
It would work. I don't know. The answer is I don't know.
Rabbi?
That's what the Torah said.
I understand that, but
I have no answer. You don't have to repeat the question. I heard you. I agree with you. I have no answer. Yes, Harvey.
I understand why there's disagreements about some of the previous issues where we ended up with Teku. This part of the process, by the time Rava and Ravashi are discussing this, had been presumably done many, many, many times. And what the Kohen says is a basic...
Hundreds of years before Rava and Ravashi lived.
So this is a basic part of the process, not something that could happen and we're exploring the outer reaches of what halacha is.
Why is there
a disagreement about this now?
Because can you tell me in 1777 everything that happened?
Meaning, no, but this was such an it depends. I could tell you what the Declaration of Independence says and what
that
it doesn't.
If it's a central
part of the process, are they arguing what it should have been, or it was presumably still ongoing then? I mean, I don't understand what the issue is when it's.
Rav and Ravashi lived in Iraq, and they lived in Iraq in the year, I would say, my guess, in the 300s, towards the end of the 300s of our calendar, of the secular calendar. The Korban Beis HaMikdash happened in year 70, or 68, and whatever year it happened, they had stopped doing Saita prior to that, at least 40, 50 years, maybe even more. Prior to that, they stopped giving sight to the drink, and the Gemara will discuss that later, why they stopped. They stopped. So we're talking about a solid 350 years since they did the Parsha of Saita. So they were relying on the Mishnayos that they had and on the Masorah that they had handed down in certain things. Now, certain things, they did not have that clarity. They looked to the Pasuk to dictate to them exactly how it happened. And they had disagreements of how to read the Pasuk. And finally, Ravashi came up with what he thought was the right one, and that's what the Gemara leaves it at.
So am I not remembering when we were studying, for example, Masechta Yom Kippur, were there disagreements about what the Kohen Gadol does inside with every little part of the choreography?
No, mostly not, because it's clear in the Pasuk what he does. There's no question. But there are disagreements in a lot of things that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, but not in the one that you're talking about specifically, which is inside. But there are disagreements because whatever is not beferish in the Pasuk or beferish in the Mishnah is now left up to our what we know or we try to figure out.
Okay.
The Mishnah writes, Amahi Emeris Amen. When the woman says Amen Amen, and what is she saying Amen Amen? So the Gemara says it includes a lot of things. Amen Shalala Allah. She accepts the curse. Amen Allah Shua. She accepts the oath. Amen is that. She accepts the fact that she's saying, meaning I say Amen is an expression of acceptance that I agreed to the oath, that I did not have a relationship with the man I'm accused of having it. Amen Mishachar. But the Lashon, he said, it doesn't have to be with this man. The oath includes that you didn't have any extramarital affair, period. Even not with the man you were brought here for. So she was brought here because she had stira with John, who she was warned not to be alone in the room with, right? But maybe she wasn't Mezada with John, but she had been Mezada with Peter before that. So when she swears, she's not only swearing that she wasn't Mezada with John, she's swearing also that she didn't have any extramarital affair. If she did, the water will kill her. That's included in the Shua. Now, granted, that's not why we brought her here for. Because there was no Kinyan Sira, and we know nothing about Peter. But once she's here and swearing, the Lashon HaShvua is, I don't have the pasuk in front of me, that you had a relationship with another man. Period. End of story. It doesn't have to be this man. It can be any man during your marriage.
She understands that.
Yes, the Kayan explains it to her, correct.
In other words, there are other words said to her. Okay.
Well, she's telling you, she listens to the words. The Shavua says you didn't have a relationship with another man. It says it. Listen to the Hebrew. Listen to the Pasuk. Now, this is called a Gilgul Shavua. And this is meaning, once you have a person swearing, you can ask him to swear something that was not included in what the Shavua was supposed to be about. And this is a concept we use throughout Shas. For instance, it's used in monetary cases. Person has a dintira with somebody that there is no obligation to swear, and I'm not learning Baba Kama, Baba Matzia, Baba Bastra, Sanhedrin now to figure out what the case is. But then they have another case that there is an obligation to swear. So once they get the person to swear on case two, they can say, oh, once you're swearing, swear on case one. That's called a Gilgul Shavua. We roll the Shavua. Once we have this woman saying that she had no extramarital affair during her marriage, we say, we want to know more than that. We're telling you, we want you to swear that you didn't have an extramarital affair before you consummated the marriage with your husband. Arusa. Because that's before they ever had chuppah. That was after Kedushin. She was an Eishes Ish, but it was before her husband ever had a relationship with her. So we throw that in as an extra. Or Nisua, which is the regular one that the Gemara just says, it's a way of saying both before and after she consummated the marriage with her husband. Shemeres Yavam Uknutsa. Now the Gemara is going to zero in on Shemeres Yavam, but it's saying that if this woman was married to Reuven, and Reuven died, and Shimon did Yibum, but meanwhile, during the time she waited for the Yibum, she had a relationship with another man, this Mishnah holds that Shimon can't have Yibum anymore. She becomes prohibited to Yibum. So therefore, part of what we ask her to swear is, anything that prohibits her to her husband, that's not what she came here for. She came here for because Shimon accused her of having an extramarital affair. But once he's making her swear, we throw in anything that would prohibit her to Shimon, including a relationship she had after her husband died, before Shimon did Yibum, which is a machloikas, whether that would assert to her husband. This Mishnah's opinion is that it does. That's why the Mishnah threw it in. If you hold it wouldn't, they wouldn't be in this Mishnah. And Knusa means after he was Miyabim her.
So
what do you mean by Asra? We're not punishing her. She's drinking. She has an option. Nobody's telling her to drink.
He means stira. They do stira on her.
He meant kinoi. But that, again, this is not a death and punishment. This is a woman being told, listen, you're on the line now. You were either kinoi or stira. This puts you in a position that you're prohibited to your husband. If you want to become legal to your husband, you're going to drink this water. But beware that this water has a very, very negative effect on people that are dishonest.
This part of the Gilgul Shavua.
Yes.
It's a little bit unfair. You're changing the rules. It's a big game.
I'm sorry for laughing.
She does not disagree with this. She knows she's not. Now, all of a sudden, you didn't change the rules.
You know what just happened? She should say, Bezen. I had an affair before I had Yibum, according to this Maliyama. I can't be married to my husband. So then she won't drink. Listen, nobody's forcing her to drink. Nobody's standing with a gun and saying,
knowing that she did not have anything with this guy.
But we told, we're telling her, hello.
Yeah, she got to use her life after she made this whole trip.
You know, I hate to say this.
Boosted out. Now you tell me all this stuff.
Again, you don't hear that it that this lady did something illegal?
But if she wasn't with this guy, it'd be now or before?
Before,
yeah.
Okay, so we're telling her this water checks for illegalities.
That's not. But before he bought a date, he saw that he didn't say. He didn't bring up the power passage.
Well, there's no reason to. The only reason, again, this is to. Let's understand the purpose of this water. To make her mutter to her husband. If she's not mutter to her husband, she can't be mutter to her husband. The water is supposed to make her mutter to her husband. This woman is not mutter to her husband.
That makes her children now mamzerim.
What do you mean by if she was a matter that she married Shabbam?
That's Shemaresh Yabim, yeah.
No, it does not make her children mamzerim because she didn't have children from that person. She had children from her husband, from her second husband.
No, if she was not Shemaresh Yabim. And she didn't know about this.
What's it? A woman that has an extramarital affair, does that make her children mamzerim from her husband?
Does that make her children from
her real husband mamzerim?
No.
Okay, so why is this any different? Why are you making children mamzerim? She had an extramarital affair. Now, will people say her kids are mamzerim? Because they'll say it didn't come from her husband? You know, listen, the rumor mill is the rumor mill.
Because if she, if she has an affair, whether she has children or not, from her husband, later on, children become mamzer?
No, they do not become mamzer. No. There's no mamzerim for her husband, except in a case of a woman whose husband went to Medina Tayyab, and Ein Echa told her husband died. So we warn her that if you rely on that one witness which you're allowed to, there'll be consequences. And one of those consequences are that if your husband comes back and you go back to him, then your kids will be rabbinic mamzerim. It has nothing to do with this.
Once she has an extramarital affair, she's not mutter to her husband?
She is not mutter to her husband. That doesn't make the kids mamzerim. Okay. It is her husband. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Amen Allah Allah, L'kachot Shukhalik Well. That's why she had to say Amen twice. Arusa Nesua De Gilgul Shua, who Megalgul Aleh Snus Shal Erison, he rolls on the Snus of Erison. Abba Bishloi Kinoi, there was no Kinoi. Mikan Le Gilgul Shua Manatera, this is the source of Gilgul Shua. Shemarish
Rebbe, are all these Amens all included in that single statement of the second Amen? Or is this a Machlokas, or...
So Taisus Yavamas explains that one Amen is what's beferish in the Pasuk, and one Amen is for the extras. The one that's beferish in the Pasuk is Izeh Ish Achar Alon Shua. It's going on the Alon Shua, and it says, if anybody was Mazada with you, Tachas Meilech, then that includes any man. That's in the first Amen. The second Amen is the extra Amen. It's for what we roll on. Arusa and Nesua is not a roll on, Nesua is regular. And Arusa and Shemaresh Yabim.
Another man is not a Google? Another man is
five? No, because that was a Lashon HaShua. Because he said to her that. See, he said if you had a relationship with this man, then the other man would be a Google. That's not what he said. He said if you had any relationship under your husband, after your marriage, after your Nesua.
Who said that?
This Kayak.
No, the pastor says that?
Yeah. I don't have a chumash in front of me.
I can't see it. It says it, yes. It says, I thought it was Kinu Tzidro with this
one man. Again, the Lashon HaKayin, I don't have Pesukim on my side, but the Lashon HaKayin is that if any man gave Shchav Tabach besides your husband,
I can't say it's right or wrong. May
Baladei Yishayt, he says. Look on Yudayin Amad Aleph Avram. Aleph Avram, look at Yudayin Amad Aleph. It has the psukim there.
He can't read. He has a cataract. He's learning Torah from our path.
How do I
learn Wayne
then?
He's learning Tarsha Baba.
So, what's
can you read the whole Pasuk, Rabbi Kleinman?
Yes. It says, Va'at Isatis Tachas Yishech V'chi Nitmeis Vayitein Ishbach Es Shchavtoi Mibalade Yishech.
Any man who lives with you inside your husband.
That's the
pasuk? Yes.
That's the
pasuk. He just read you the
pasuk. No, I didn't know what I was reading.
I think a Tarasimi should write on our side.
That's so funny. Well, so you're saying...
Could it seem the Masechta site that you should come out with a fake for the parasha of Nasai? That's Rashi. Shemaris Yab Miknusa, Imaisi Avemte, Vekansa, Vekinola, Benistra, Megalgol, Ashur, Shlai Nitmus, Shemaris Yabam. She won a Shemaris Yabam. So Tarashi, Metapam, Amtenas Yabam. She waits for Yibam, Shevenu, Kmai Bob of Shamar Asadavar. He waited. Vesishma Khatasi, do not wait for my son. Okay, everybody, have a wonderful day. We will continue tomorrow.